This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. International pressure is building on Israel to hold back in responding to Iran's attacks, but many Israelis are calling on the government to retaliate forcefully. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Iran's attack, with hundreds of missiles fired simultaneously, was unprecedented. So was the international cooperation to intercept them, with the U.S., Jordan, and Britain working together, say Israeli security officials. As the international community urges restraint, some in Israel say the Jewish state must respond. Israeli media reports say two former chiefs of staff in the war cabinet, Benny Gantz and Gadi Eisenkot, wanted to strike back at Iran while the Iranian attack was underway, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said no. Other Israeli intelligence analysts say the damage was limited, and Israel can choose not to respond further. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Israel's Army Chief of Staff on Monday said Israel will respond to Iran after its weekend unprecedented attack.
We are closely assessing the situation. We remain at our highest level of readiness. Iran will face the consequences for its actions. We will choose our response accordingly.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu summoned his war cabinet for the second time in less than 24 hours to weigh how to react to Iran's first-ever direct attack on Israel, a government source said. The head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency warned on Monday the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine is dangerously close to suffering an accident because of recent attacks on it. The largest nuclear power facility in Europe has been occupied by Russian forces.